Builders Association of First Company Pickleball Park. Joining us on the field is representing the Master Builders Association and their good partner, Paul Madonna, is Casper Capster. All right, Casper, climb that sound. And that's it. Hey, nice job. Okay, let's hear one more clap for Casper Capster. Thank you for having us for that. Enjoy the game.
We still honored them in our game.
Dr. Burton has a PhD in mathematics and is the current senior director of threat intelligence at InfoBox. Her favorite part of her job is using data to understand the world. She loves helping people be more secure on the internet by studying data and using it to solve security issues. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Burton.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers host the Las Vegas Aviators in the third game of a seven-game series. It's also the third game of the Rainiers' longest homestand of the year, a 13-gamer that's going to go all the way through next week and includes a doubleheader coming up this Saturday at 5.05 p.m. Well, the Rainiers lost the opener of this series on Tuesday, but came back yesterday with a 3-0 shutout win in which the Aviators had just three hits. Chris Mazza, and four relievers, Ken Giles, Brandon Bernardino, Anthony Bonda, and Nick Ramirez combined on Tacoma's seventh shutout pitch this season. That is a Pacific Coast League leading total, the seven shutouts. So we'll see if they can keep the stellar pitching going today. On the mound for the Red Ears, right-hander Darren McCacken. McCacken is 7-5 with a 4.71 ERA. The right-hander is going to be opposed by Las Vegas southpaw Jared Koenig. Koenig 4-4 with a 3.83 ERA for the Aviators. Vegas Aviators, AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and Oakland A's, going head-to-head here on a beautiful Thursday evening in Tacoma. Great night here at Cheney Stadium for a little bit of baseball. Well, when we come back on the Tacoma Red Ears pregame show, we'll take a look at the latest round of roster moves, moves which are definitely strengthening the Tacoma Red Ears lineup. We'll tell you about it right after this.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The Tacoma Red Ears hosting the Las Vegas Aviators tonight. Third game of a six-game series that continues with the Friday night fireworks tomorrow. First pitch at 7:05. Doubleheader on Saturday at 5:05. And then the day game on Sunday to wrap up the Vegas series at 1:35 in the afternoon. We got a little stronger today with the Mariners making a move today. They activated Julio Rodriguez from the injured list and optioned to Tacoma Jared Kelnick. And Kelnick, very impressively, did not take his 3 days off, but actually just drove down to Tacoma. He's here for today's game, and not only is he here, he's in the lineup. So Jared Kelnick back with the Red Ears just hours after being optioned to AAA by Seattle. Mariners also activated Kurt Casale from the injury list, ending his rehab with Tacoma. And Luis Torrens was designated for assignment. We'll have to wait and see if he clears or not. The Red Ears have also let two players go. They have too many position players, and they cleared some space, if you will, by releasing outfielders Trey Ambergy and Scott Heineman. Now, there's still 7 weeks left in the season, so hopefully someone else needs an outfielder. Hopefully two teams need an outfielder, and both players will get picked up for the stretch run. Trey Ambergy and Scott Heineman released by the Seattle Mariners organization today. You're all caught up on the roster. We'll take a look at the starting lineups in tonight's game when the Red Ears pregame show continues after this.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big village. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Las Vegas Aviators, who are the Oakland A's AAA club. Their manager is Fran Reardon, but he's actually away from the club during this series, and Steve Scarsone, an Oakland A's field coordinator, is filling in for him. So Steve Scarsone did the lineup today, and leading off for Vegas, playing second base is Nate Mondu. Batting second, the shortstop Sheldon Noisy. Hitting third and playing right field is Billy McKinney. In the cleanup spot, third baseman David McKinnon. Batted fifth and playing first base is Dermis Garcia. Hitting sixth is the center fielder Luis Barrera. Batting seventh, designated hitter Matt Davidson. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Bo Taylor. And batting ninth, left fielder Dalton Kelly. On the mound for Las Vegas, left-hander Jared Koenig. Koenig has a record of 4 wins and 4 losses with a 3.83 ERA. Rainiers are 48-58 this season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off for Tacoma, playing left field is Jared Koenig. Batting second, the second baseman Abraham Toro. Hitting third, designated hitter Taylor Trammell. In the cleanup spot doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Jonathan Villar hits fifth. He is at third base. Batting sixth and playing shortstop is Eric Mejia. Zach Green hits seventh. He is at first base. Hitting eighth and playing right field is Marcus Wilson. And batting ninth, center fielder Derek Hill. On the mound, Darren McCacken, 7 wins and 5 losses. Ray. Umpires today behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Jose Matamoros. At first base is Justin Robinson. And over at third, it's Jacob Metz. It's Tacoma and Las Vegas in the third game of a 7-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-FIRST.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. We're about ready to start this one, the Rainiers and the Las Vegas Aviators here at Cheney Stadium. And Darren McCacken's completing his warm-up pitches right now. McCacken's been the workhorse of the Rainiers pitching staff, making his team-leading 21st start today. He's ranked among the leaders in numerous categories statistically this year, including third in the league in innings pitched, fourth in the league in strikeouts, has the fourth lowest batting average against him among qualified pitchers in the PCL, pitchers who have enough innings to qualify for the earned run average title. And McCacken ranks sixth in the league in ERA with a 4.71 mark. Nate Mondu stands in. First pitch of the game is hit in the air towards left. There's Celtic, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out, and we are underway here at Cheney Stadium. 78 degrees our game time temperature here at Cheney. And now Sheldon Noisy is the batter. So Celtic, option two, Tacoma. Just a few hours ago, drove down, battled the traffic, and missed batting practice because of the drive, and then jumps in the lineup, plays left field, and the very first ball's hit to him, of course, on the first pitch of the game. First pitch to Sheldon Noisy in for a strike, and now McCacken ready to go. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it is a fastball outside. One ball, one strike to Noisy. McCacken in his last outing went 5 2/3 at Sacramento, gave up two runs, got a win. 1-1 pitch is lined the other way. That's going to get down for a base hit. Marcus Wilson picks up the baseball and throws it back into the infield. Sheldon Noisy with a one-out single to right field for the Aviators. First hit of the night. And now Billy McCacken has faced Las Vegas twice this year, and he's had two good starts against them, including one at Las Vegas Ballpark. Tough place to pitch. April 28th there, he allowed just one run in six innings. Got the win that day. That was his first win of the season. Here's his pitch to Billy McKinney, and it's fouled away on the third base side there, strike one. And then McCacken faced Vegas again here at Cheney Stadium on May 24th. Allowed two runs in five innings and got a win that day against the Aviators. So two starts against them, 2-0 with a 2.45 ERA. Here's his 0-1 pitch to McKinney, and it's a swing and a miss at an off-speed delivery, and that makes the count 0-2. McCacken will be in the 88 to 92 range with his fastball, but he's got movement on it, and then he has a very good changeup and a nice slider as well. Down ahead of the count here on McKinney. No balls, two strikes. Billy McKinney hitting 307 in 55 games for Las Vegas. 912 OPS, veteran left-hand hitter. McCacken's 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss at the changeup. That is strike three, and McKinney goes down for the second out of the inning. So McCacken has his first strikeout of the game. Got McKinney with the changeup, and now here comes the dangerous David McKinnon. McKinnon had four hits, including a go-ahead three-run homer here in the opener on Tuesday. But yesterday, the Red Ears held him in check. He was 0-4. Leading from first is Noisy, and the pitch is a fastball in there for a strike on the inside edge. 90 on the gun. 0-1 the count to McKinnon. The 0-1 pitch on its way, and it's an off-speed pitch inside, and the count's even, 1-1. Red Ears wearing their white jerseys today, white pants. They broke out the red caps for this one. Got just the tiniest of breezes blowing in from center field, it appears, but really nothing to it. Now the 0-1, or the 1-1, pardon me, is down low. Two balls, one strike to David McKinnon. Left side of the field is starting to be covered by shadows. The right side of the diamond still in direct sunlight. So now the 2-1 pitch is up high, ball three. So three balls, one strike to David McKinnon. Runner at first with two outs. On deck is Dermis Garcia. 3-1 pitch is outside, ball four, and McCacken issues a walk. Noisy takes second, and McKinnon heads down to first base. And the Aviators have two on with two out for Garcia. McCacken doesn't walk many hitters. That was just his 32nd this season in 113 innings. But he did walk a season-high four in his last start. Here's his pitch to Dermis Garcia now, and it's swung on and fouled back. Garcia hitting 255 with eight homers, 787 OPS. He's just freshly returned from a stint in the big leagues with the Oakland A's, his first ever major league call-up. 0-1 the count. And the pitch from McCacken is a swing and a miss at the slider. And the count goes to 0-2. So McCacken out ahead of the count. Now the 0-2 is on its way from McCacken. And it is an off-speed pitch just off the plate outside. And the count goes to 1-2. We're just underway here at Cheney Stadium. Two on, two out at the top of the first inning. Rainiers play Garcia straight away in both the infield and the outfield. Now here's the 1-2 pitch on its way. And it is a check swing on a pitch inside. Did it hit Garcia or did it hit his bat? I think it hit his bat. A foul ball. And Garcia. Uh-oh. Garcia started walking towards first base. And the umpire said no foul ball. And now the trainer's going to check on Garcia, who's shaking his left hand. And the interim manager, Steve Scarsoni, is down the line from third to discuss it with home plate umpire Jose Matamoros. This pitch was up and in towards the hands of Garcia. He started to flinch at it and then stopped, and the ball hit, depending on who you ask, either the very handle of his bat, the heel of his bat, or it hit his left hand. Well, Scarsoni has convinced the umpires to meet and discuss it. The home plate umpire is going to check with the corner umpires to see if maybe either of them had a better view of it. So the three umpires are discussing it now. The trainer's done looking at Garcia. The umpire's talking it over. And now we'll see what develops here. If anything. This is going on for quite a while. Normally you get a pretty quick answer, and in this case, they have now come to their decision. It is a foul ball. So the original call stands, a foul ball off the handle of Dermis Garcia's bat. The very knob at the end. So the count remains. One ball, two strikes. Noisy still at second base, McKinnon at first. Two on, two out, and play to resume. Here comes McCacken with the pitch, and it is outside for a ball. Counts even, 2-2. Garcia twice has taken that slider just off the outside edge of the plate. Now McCacken's set again, and here's the 2-2 on its way. And it is outside, ball three, another slider that misses away. The count goes full. So it's three balls, two strikes. The runners will be off with the pitch. Noisy from second and McKinnon from first. McCacken comes set. And here we go. The 3-2 pitch with the runners on the move is swung on and popped up foul, and that's going to get out of play into the seats behind home plate. Just a foul ball. We'll do it again. Still three balls, two strikes. So full count, 3-2. Once again, the runners will take off. And McCacken with his pitch, and it is a called strike three. Got him with a fastball. Garcia goes down looking, and that closes out the top of the first inning. No runs for Vegas on a hit. There were no errors, and two runners were left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Las Vegas nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Vegas did not score in the top of the first inning, and now the Tacoma Raiders come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. And leading things off is Jared Kelnick, freshly returned for a couple of week stint in the major leagues with the Mariners. And Kelnick will lead things off here against the left-hander Jared Koenig, who is into his motion, and his pitch to Kelnick is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Koenig was one of the hottest pitchers in the league in the early going this season, and then in early June he got called up. Here's a swing and a liner to center by Kelnick, but it carries out to Barrera, who makes the catch. Two pitches, one out in the bottom of the first. Koenig got called up in June, made four starts for Oakland, then to Vegas for a couple outings, then recalled by Oakland, made one more start, and then was sent back to AAA. So he's made five starts in the big leagues for the A's this year and 13 starts in AAA for Las Vegas. Here's his pitch to Abraham Toro, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Toro looking for his first hit since being optioned to Tacoma, 0-7 in two games. He takes down low for a ball, two balls, no strikes. Toro out ahead. And Koenig's pitch is a swing and a miss, so the count goes to 2-1. Koenig for Vegas, 4-4, 3.83 ERA, 80 innings pitched and exactly 80 strikeouts, 23 walks. Here's a swing and a sharp one hopper hit up the middle, but shaded that direction is Mondu, and the second baseman throws out Toro at first base. Two down in the bottom of the first, and now Taylor Trammell is the batter. Trammell, the last of the rehabbers in the Raiders lineup today. Tacoma's had as many as three rehabbing major leaguers in the lineup, hitting right one after another. In fact, that happened each of the last two games, but today just Trammell. So here's a swing and a miss by Trammell. Kirk Casale was called up by the Mariners today. And Evan White's still here, but he has a scheduled day off today after playing the last two games. Look for him to be back in there tomorrow. Here's a swing and a miss by Trammell on a breaking ball, and the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, two outs in the first. Koenig with his pitch, and it's in the dirt for a ball. 1-2. Koenig has faced Tacoma twice this year. and pitched very well in both games, including seven shutout innings here at Cheney Stadium on May 25th. Tied and the count's even 2-2. K-Dig, a real success story for the A's, a guy who pitched for five different independent teams and has reached the big leagues. 2-2 pitch is swung on and smashed foul down the first baseline. Still two balls, two strikes. No score, bottom of the first inning, Tacoma and Las Vegas. Really pleasant night here at Cheney Stadium. Nice and warm, but not too warm. Here comes the next pitch from Koenig, and it is sliced the other way. A fair ball down the third baseline, and that's going to be extra bases for Trammell. Over to get it is Kelly, and it's taken him a while. Trammell, with two outs, though, won't risk it. He'll just stop at second base. So a two-out double for Taylor Trammell, and he is in scoring position for Brian O'Keefe. Trammell just kind of steering that pitch the opposite way. And for Trammell, it's his third double in 11 games in a Rainiers uniform this season. So he's at second with two outs. Here's O'Keefe hitting .264 with 11 homers and a .829 OPS. The pitch is swung on and fouled back out of play. There's strike one. And won the count. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled away. 0-2 the count. O'Keefe had a couple of hits here on Tuesday in the series opener. Now Koenig with the 0-2, and it is inside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. One-two pitch coming now, and it is down and in. Two balls, two strikes. Trammell leads from second base. And here's the 2-2 pitch. And it's swung on and fouled away, still 2-2. A little different look to the Vegas infield today. Their shortstop from the first two games in the series, Kevin Smith, is off in this one. So Sheldon Noisy, who normally plays third, is at shortstop. And David McKinnon, who plays the corners, is at third base. Right side of the infield, Mondu is at second, and Dermis Garcia playing first. Outfield is Kelly in left, Barrera in center, and McKinney in right. Two balls, two strikes to Brian O'Keefe. Koenig's pitch. Outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. So full count, three balls, two strikes. Runner at second with two outs. And the pitch is a breaking ball called strike three. It just did catch the outside corner of the automated strike zone, and O'Keefe goes down looking, and that does it for Tacoma in the bottom of the first inning. No runs on a hit, there were no errors, and one left We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Las Vegas are scoreless.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Tacoma fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Tenacity and the cowboy way of life. Since 1947, the working cowboy has relied on Wrangler, a heritage brand that's drawn inspiration from the trailblazers of the West, crafting dependable denim for rodeo athletes to ranchers. Starting with their cowboy cut jeans, first developed in the 40s, Wrangler creates iconic American denim. For 75 years of the cowboy spirit, Wrangler at Boot Barn.
No score after one. We go to the second inning of play, Tacoma and Las Vegas. Luis Barrera leads off the second for the Aviators against the Tacoma starting pitcher, Darren McCacken, whose pitch is swung on and pulled to the second baseman, Toro, who makes the catch with a little leap into the air. And there's one pitch on, one out in the top of the second inning. Barrera with the soft liner to second, well, kind of soft, that Toro made a leaping grab on. Sort of how yesterday's game ended. Last night's game in the ninth, which the Rainiers won 3-0. The final two outs were both line drives that the second baseman caught. It was Jonathan Villar last night. So the pitch is outside to Davidson. And the first of the two catches was a spectacular diving grab by Villar. 1-0 pitch is swung on and pulled to the left side just beyond the reach of the shortstop Mejia and threw into left field, a base hit for Matt Davidson. So the veteran slugger Davidson has a one-out single. He's on for Bo Taylor. Taylor in just his fourth game for Las Vegas, returning to the A system. He played in the A system for 8 years from 2011 to 2019 and made his big league debut with Oakland. And he had been with Norfolk, the Orioles AAA club this year, but recently reacquired by the A's and here with Las Vegas. And he swings and fouls one off there, strike one. Taylor 3-for-11 at the plate since rejoining the Aviators. Now a swing and a liner to second, caught by Torreson. Another line drive to the second baseman. Two men are gone in the top of the second inning, and now Dalton Kelly will be the batter. Both of these liners hit right at Toro. Here's Nate Mondu. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at first. McCacken with his pitch to Dalton Kelly, and it is outside for a ball, 1-2. Kelly stepping out of the batter's box for a moment. McCacken looks towards first base, and here we go. The one ball, two strike pitch to the left-hand swinging Kelly is a swing and a pop-up into shallow left center. Back goes Mejia, the shortstop, but the outfielders take over. It's going to be Kelnick, the left fielder, who makes the catch. And that is the final out in the top of the second inning. Vegas does not score. They had a hit. There were no errors and one runner left here at Cheney Stadium with the score. Tacoma nothing, Las Vegas nothing.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
No score between Tacoma and Las Vegas. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Jonathan Villar, Eric Mejia, and Zach Green to bat this inning against the left-hander Jared Koenig. VR in his seventh game since joining the Red Ears, being signed by the Mariners as a free agent. Looks out towards Koenig, swings at the first pitch, and hits a grounder right to the shortstop, Noisy, who gobbles it up and throws out VR at first base. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the second inning. And now Eric Mejia. Mejia hitting 263 with a dozen homers, 783 OPS. Switch hitter bats right against the left-hander Koenig. And he thinks about a bunt, but does not offer it the pitch. It takes it down low for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch. Called a strike. 1-1 the count. Now here's one that's a breaking ball that Mejia swings and misses at, and it is strike two. Big curveball there from Koenig. So 1-2 to Eric Mejia. And the lefty's pitch is swung on and swatted into center field. On comes Barrera, but it's going to fall in for a base hit, and Mejia is on with a one-out single at the bottom of the second inning. Eric Mejia with a base hit to center. He's hit safely in his last five games and has reached base safely in his last 10 games. So Mejia is aboard, and here's Zach Green, who last played on Sunday in Sacramento, his hometown, and had two hits, including a homer in that game. Looks out towards Koenig, and the pitch to Green is taken up high for a ball. Green batting 229 in 72 games for Tacoma with 15 homers. And a 730 OPS. His 15 homers leads the team. Now a toss to first base, and back in safely is Mejia. Now the next pitch is up and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Here comes the 2-0 pitch to Green. And the pitch is up high, ball three. So Green well out ahead of the count, 3-0. And here's corner infielder playing first base today. Koenig is ready. And the pitch is outside, ball four. A four-pitch walk. So Mejia takes second, and Green will head down to first base. And Tacoma has two on with one out for Marcus Wilson. Marcus Wilson, just like Zach Green, hasn't played since Sunday. And just like Zach Green, he had two hits on Sunday. Drove in a couple of runs and two doubles. Here's the pitch from Koenig, and it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Wilson batting .210 on the year with a dozen homers, .781 OPS. Patient hitter, sees a lot of pitches, draws a lot of walks. Now the next pitch is down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now here comes the 1-1. Nope, Koenig steps off for a moment. Now the pitch, swung on, hit pulled sharply into left field on the ground. That's a base hit. Mejia's being waved around third. Kelly's throw home is offline. Mejia slides in safely with the first run of the game. Tacoma leads it 1-0 on the RBI single off the bat of Marcus Wilson that scored Eric Mejia from second base. Green stopped at second. Raiders lead 1-0, and they have runners at first and second with one out still. And Derek Hill now the batter. Hill batting in the number 9 spot today. 2-for-11 since joining the Raiders. And Hill playing for the same franchise that his father once played for. Koenig is ready. And the pitch to Derek is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. His father, Orsino Hill, played here in 1992, was an everyday outfielder that season. Now here's the next pitch, and it is called a strike, 1-1 the count. His dad stayed at baseball for a long time as a minor league coach and later a scout. Time called now. Derek steps out for a moment. Now he's back in there and ready to hit. Two on, one out, one ball, one strike. And the pitch is swung on and lined to the second baseman where it's caught by Mondu for the second out of the inning. Hill made solid contact but smoked it right at the second baseman. And that is out number two. In the bottom of the second inning. And now here's Koenig with an RBI opportunity. He lined out to center his first time up 0-for-1. Two on, two out. Koenig's pitch is a breaking ball inside. Ball one. Celtic was up with Seattle for 2 weeks. His last game for Tacoma was July 29th. Yeah, the 1-0 outside to Celtic, ball two. He had just two hits during this stint with the Mariners, but one of them was quite memorable, a homer off Garrett Cole of the Yankees at Yankee Stadium on August 3rd. Here's the 2-0 from Koenig. And it swung on and grounded down the first baseline. Fair ball, and somehow Garcia didn't field it, and it goes down into the right field corner. Green scores. Wilson's around third. He's headed home. The relay to the plate is too late. Wilson scores. Celtic ends up at second base, and the Red Ears lead it 3-0. Jared Celtic pulled a grounder down the first baseline, and Garcia just didn't handle that hop that kind of bounced up waist high on him and skipped right by him and went down the line into the corner. And now the pitching coach for Las Vegas, Steve Connolly, goes out there to talk to Koenig. Well, that's one of those plays that... And it was ruled a double, by the way, for Celtic. That's one of those hits that a baseball observer will tell you, well, that's a hit in AAA, and it wouldn't be in the big leagues. Not because of the way it was scored, but because of the fact that a major league first baseman is usually going to defense is better up there. Three runs in for the Red Ears here in the second. Celtic's 21st double for Tacoma. He leads the Rainiers in that category. And he now has 39 runs batted in. Sears a pitch to Toro, and it is taken up high for a ball. 1-0 the count to Abraham. Now here comes the 1-0 from Koenig. And it is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh delivery is lined towards left center, and that's going to get down for a base hit and bring in another run. Celtics around third. He's headed home. He's going to score. Throw comes into second, and Toro is out at second base. But the run does count. Celtic scored before Toro was tagged out. Toro tried to stretch that into a double. Ended up getting thrown out at second base. Mondu on the tag. 8-4 on the play. But the run counts. It's a single and an RBI for Toro. Thrown out at second to end the inning. The Red Ears score four runs in the bottom of the second inning. On four hits, there were no errors and no one left. We go to the third, Tacoma 4, Las Vegas nothing.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping Office Automation wants to hear from you? We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Four nothing, Tacoma with the lead as we head to the third inning. Four-run rally for the Red Ears in the bottom of the second. Top of the order up here. Nate Bondu leading things off for Vegas, and he takes a strike from Darren McCacken. 0-1 the count. Bondu flied out to left field earlier. Here's one up and away for a ball. 1-1. Bondu from Lake Taps, attended high school here in Tacoma at Charles Wright Academy. Went to Wake Forest for baseball, across the country in North Carolina, as here's one inside to Mondu. He got drafted by the Oakland A's, and he reached AAA last year, and he's been with Las Vegas all year this year. Still looking for that first big league call-up. He swings and hits one in the air to center field. Back is Derek Hill, plenty of room to operate, and he makes the catch. One out in the third, and now Sheldon Noisy will be the batter. Speaking of local baseball, congratulations in order to the Bonnie Lake Little Leaguers. They are going to Williamsport for the Little League World Series. Here's the pitch to Sheldon Noisy, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. One of the Bonnie Lake Little Leaguers, the Brody Santman, the nephew of longtime Rainier's employee and VP of sales, Shane Santman. 0-1 pitch outside and low to Noisy. One ball, one strike. Next pitch coming outside for a ball, 2-1. Always see the AAA clubhouses in the AAA locker room. The Little League World Series is always on when it starts up in Williamsport, and they start showing it on ESPN as there's a foul back. Because it reminds all the players of playing when they were kids. McCacken with a 2-2 pitch to Noisy, and it's chopped to the right side. A big bounce handled by Toro, and he throws to first for the out. Noisy is retired. Two men are gone at the top of the third inning. Sheldon Noisy bounces out to the second baseman. Billy McKinney now the hitter. McKinney struck out swinging earlier, 0-1, and the pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Now here's one up and away. Two balls, no strikes. And this one's high, ball three. And there's a strike. 3-1 now to McKinney. Here's one that misses ball four, and that's McCacken's second walk issued tonight. A two-out walk to Billy McKinney. And Billy McKinney is followed by David McKinnon. Very disrespectful to the broadcasters by Vegas manager Steve Scarsone to bat McKinney and McKinnon back-to-back in the order. We'll remember that. McCacken working on McKinnon after walking McKinney, and he gets a little pop-up into shallow right center, racing in, sliding, and unable to make the play is Wilson. It falls in for a hit, and taking third is McKinney. McKinnon has the bloop single, and McCacken now has to deal with runners at the quarters and two outs in the third. Little flare into right center, long run for Marcus Wilson, and went into his slide and just missed coming up with it. Now Dermis Garcia is the batter. Outside for a ball, 1-0. First pitch slider there from McCacken. Garcia kept taking sliders just off the plate in his first at bat. Ended up striking out on a fastball with a full count. 1-0 from McCacken is down low with a slider. Two balls, no strikes. Down the line from third is McKinney. McKinnon leads from first, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. 2-1 the count. Now the 2-1 called a strike, and the count's even 2-2. A fastball there from McCacken to get even. So two balls, two strikes, two on, two out at the top of the third. Rainiers are up 4-0, but Vegas is threatening. And the pitch is swung on and popped up on the first base side. This is playable. Green, right next to the bag, makes the catch in fair territory for the final out of the inning. So McCacken strands McKinney and McKinnon. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It is Tacoma 4, Las Vegas nothing.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's Holding Insurance. We build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. Tacoma leading Las Vegas 4-0. Taylor Trammell, Brian O'Keefe, and Jonathan Villar to bat this inning against Jared Koenig. And his pitch to Trammell is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Trammell sliced a double to the opposite field his first time up today. He's 1-for-1. Next pitch. Swung on and bounced up the middle, but it's fielded by the shifted shortstop, Sheldon Noisy, and he throws out Trammell at first base. One out in the bottom of the third inning. Ryan O'Keefe will be next. O'Keefe struck out looking his first time up, and he swings and hits a grounder left side, scooped up at third by McKinnon, and he throws out O'Keefe at first base. Two men are gone on three pitches. Grounders, and now Jonathan Villar will be the batter for Tacoma. Rainier scored four runs last inning, three of them after there were two outs. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Koenig's next offering, swung on, grounded right side, and it's fielded by Montu, and he throws out VR at first base. Five pitches, three ground balls, one to second, one to third, one to short. Right ears go that quickly in the bottom of the third. We head to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Las Vegas nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99. Try Syntec today, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy community, MultiCare. We're here for you.
Well, we go to the fourth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Las Vegas nothing. Darren McCackett on the mound. And he'll face Luis Barrera, Matt Davidson, and Bo Taylor at the top of the fourth inning. And the pitch to Barrera is swung on and popped up foul on the third base side, and that's going to be a souvenir in the seats. Strike one. Atkins allowed a single in each of the first three innings. Now his next pitch is up high for a ball, 1-1. This one is a big swing and a miss. And that is strike two to Barrera. Big cut at that pitch. Came up empty. So McCackett ahead of the count, a ball and two strikes. He had two strikeouts in the first inning tonight. Hasn't had one since. We're now in the fourth. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way to Luis Barrera, and it is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2, down and in, ball three, full count. Three balls, two. Nice. Payoff pitch coming. And it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a fastball. And down goes a frustrated Luis Pereira as he strikes out for the first out of the top of the fourth inning. Mekakken with his third strikeout of the night. And now the power hitting Matt Davidson settles into the batter's box. We'll take a look at what happened around the league last night. First place Reno won again. It's the pitch to Davidson. It is up and in. The Aces won at Albuquerque 5-1 as they had five Reno pitchers combine on a four-hitter. No one going more than three innings. 1-0 pitch in for a strike, 1-1. Seattle product Corbin Carroll with Reno. 3-for-5 yesterday, drove in a run. And Dominic Canzone had two hits and three runs batted in for the Aces. So here's a fastball in there for a strike. Reno's really surged ahead in the Western Division standings with an 8.5 game lead over second place Las Vegas coming into tonight. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Mekakken, got him with an off-speed pitch, and that is back-to-back strikeouts for Mekakken to start the fourth inning. And now Bo Taylor will be the hitter. Also in the West yesterday, Sacramento beat Salt Lake 4-3. That was in Salt Lake City. The Rivercats had a couple of homers. David Villar hit his 23rd of the year. Austin Dean is 13th. Sears one up high to Taylor. 1-0 the count. Rainiers in fourth place, 2.5 games ahead of fifth place Sacramento in the division. Sears one down low. And 2.5 Salt Lake, who now appears catchable for the Rainiers, who have been playing much better baseball of late. And here's the 2-0 pitch inside, ball three to Taylor. Pitch from Mekakken. Inside, ball four, and it's another walk. Three walks issued by Mekakken tonight after the season-high four walks in his last start. Where this is coming from, he's just having a little trouble hitting the zone with that slider, particularly tonight, and he's not missing by much. He's just missing the outside edges of the automated ball strike systems zone. Here's the pitch to Kelly, and it is swung out and fouled off on the third base side. In the East yesterday, first place Oklahoma City lost. Round Rock got him 5-3 as Sam Huff hit his 17th homer, a two-run shot, and Koji Arihara went five innings and allowed only one run. But second place El Paso was unable to gain. In fact, they got blown out at home by Sugarland, 14-6. Sears one in for a strike to Kelly, 0-2. Sugarland catcher Yonner Diaz was 3-for-6 with a single, a double, a homer, and four runs batted in yesterday. And their other catcher, Corey Lee, hit a grand slam. One of them was DHing. O-2 pitch. Hit in the air to left field, struck pretty well. Back is Kelnick at the track, at the fence. Can't get it, it's gone. An opposite field, two-run home run for Dalton Kelly, his 11th of the year. And Vegas cuts the Rainiers' lead in half. It is now Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2. A two-out after the walk. This was a fly ball that just kept going. Lineup turns over. Now Nate Mondu is the hitter. He has flied out twice, once to left field, once to center field. And McCacken's pitch is yanked foul on the first base side. There's strike one.
Yeah.
See if McCacken's able to just shake that off and finish off this inning. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. So in the Eastern Division, Oklahoma City still in first. This is a three-team race right now, though. El Paso is 2.5 back, and Round Rock did pick up a game yesterday. They're 5 back. Next pitch called, strike three. Down goes Mondu. McCacken has his 5th strikeout of the night, and that closes out the top of the 4th. But Vegas scores 2 runs on 1 hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the 4th inning. It's Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2.
Risk getting stranded with a bad battery. Our professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery does need to be replaced, we'll help you find the best battery for your vehicle and your budget. Don't wait until your battery is dead. Get it tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. Rewards program in the Northwest, because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
We go to the bottom of the 4th inning. It is Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2. Eric Mejia leading off the inning for the Red Ears. Jared Koenig's pitch is a breaking ball that catches the outside corner for a called strike. Now the 0-1 is outside for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Koenig's next delivery is down in the dirt, and stepping out of the way is Mejia. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. It's pulled foul on the third base side. Counts even 2-2. Even count to Mejia. And it swung on and pulled foul on the third base side again. So still 2-2. Mejia started the 4-run rally in the 2nd inning with his base hit to center. Koenig now with the 2-2 on its way. And it is swung on and bounced over the mound and cutting across the infield to field. It is Noisy. The shortstop is throw to first. It's just in time for the out. And one man is gone at the bottom of the 4th inning. Eric Mejia bounces out to the shortstop. And now Zach Green will be the batter. Right-hand hitter walked earlier. And he fouls one back. 0-1 the count. Mariners are off today. It's the 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. They start a long road trip tomorrow. They started today. I'm sure they flew today, if not last night. 9 games in 10 days. Now the 0-2 is bounced to short. That's fielded by Noisy. Throw to first in time for the out. Two men are gone in the fourth inning. And now Marcus Wilson will hit. Mariners have 3 games. This is an AL West road trip. They have 3 games at Texas against the Rangers. And then they go to SoCal and have 3 games against the Angels in Anaheim. Then they go to the Bay Area and have 3 games in Oakland against the A's. 9 games in 10 days. There's a day off next week in the middle of it. Wilson 0-1 the count. Next pitch, swing and a miss, 0-2. Mariners just completed a really rough stretch of their schedule with a whole bunch of games against the Astros and Yankees. And now they have weaker opponents coming up, but you still got to beat them, and you have to be just as focused as you were against the Yankees and Astros. 0-2 pitch, lifted, foul, out of play. Still no balls, 2 strikes to Marcus Wilson. Koenig's pitch is up high for a ball. 1-2 the count. And the next one is a swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him with a curve, and down goes Wilson, and the inning is over. Koenig with his second strikeout of the night. Right, here's going order in the fourth. 3 up, 3 down. We head to the fifth. It is Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2.
Ready for an MVP move? Using water wisely can lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Water early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. Weather-based irrigation systems can also reduce overwatering and save you time. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors, about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, 3 goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's 2 things. A hat trick is 3. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as 2 goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's basic math.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
It's 4-2. Tacoma leads Las Vegas. We head to the fifth inning of play. Darren McCacken will face Sheldon Noisy, Billy McKinney, and David McKinnon in the top of the fifth inning. Pitch to Noisy is swung on and fouled away. There's strike 1. Right here, scored 4 runs in the bottom of the second inning in a rally that included 4 hits and saw the Red Air score 3 of the runs after there were 2 outs, including a 2-run double by Jared Kelnick. 0-1 to Noisy is hit in the air to right field, shallow. Back goes Toro, in is Wilson, and Toro, the second baseman, makes the catch. And one man is out in the top of the fifth inning. And now Billy McKinney will hit. Vegas scored its 2 runs last inning, 2 outs, a walk and a homer. The homer hit by Dalton Kelly to the opposite field. So here's Billy McKinney, who has struck out and walked so far. And And McCacken's pitch is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Swung on, chopped towards first, foul ball to the right of the bag. And that is strike two to McKinney. O-2 pitch coming from McCacken, and McKinney fouls it off. Still no balls, two strikes. Oh, two coming. And it swung on and bounced foul, first base side. Still no balls, two strikes. McCacken allowed the two runs last inning, but he also had three strikeouts in the inning, and he has five so far tonight. 0-2 pitch to McKinney is low for a ball. That was a changeup there. He got McKinney with a changeup swinging in the first inning. But that one was in the zone. This pitch here just dipped down low, and McKinney able to take. Now the 1-2, breaking ball inside. Counts even 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, one out. McCacken into his motion of the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, threw a fastball past him, and McCacken has his sixth strikeout of the night. Two away in the top of the fifth inning. And now David McCacken. He has reached base twice with a single and a walk. McCacken just about to reach 80 pitches as he throws one for a strike to McKinnon. And he's the Rainiers team leader in innings pitch, in fact, third in the league in innings pitch. But because of that pitch count, just about to hit 80, he's not going to go real deep into this game tonight. 0-1 pitch in there for a called strike. Count goes to 0-2. O-2 pitch coming. Slider outside. McKinnon lays off of it. One ball, two strikes. And now McCacken ready. The 1-2 is a called strike three, a changeup that caught the very bottom of the zone. And down goes McKinnon, and that is strikeout number 7 for Darren McCacken today. Three up, three down in the fifth. First time he set down the side in order tonight. We're halfway through it. Middle of the fifth inning, Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores. Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at Batestown to get started today.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
On we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Tacoma leading Las Vegas 4-2. Derek Hill to start things off. He'll be followed by Jared Kelnick and Abraham Toro. And Hill thinks about bunting and takes a pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. Hill lined out to the second baseman his first time up. He's 0-1. He's known to have good speed. He shows bunt again and then pulls the bat back again. Two balls, no strikes to Derek Hill, who grew up in two Pacific Coast League cities. So here's a pitch in for a strike. Well, sort of. Des Moines, Iowa used to be a Pacific Coast League city, but now they're in the International League after the reorganization that occurred prior to the 2021 season. But Hill grew up there until he was 16 or so and then moved to Sacramento. 2-1 pitch. Outside, ball three. Three-one pitch is bounced to short, fielded by Noisy, and he tosses to first and gets Hill, and one man is out in the fifth. Since the Red Deer scored those four runs in the second inning, Koenig has been cruising. He's retired seven in a row and doing it with six infield grounders and one strikeout. Nothing hit in the air since the second inning. Jared Kelnick now the batter. He hit a two-run double in the second, 1-for-2, and he takes a fastball from the lefty for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now a swing and a foul. Now the 0-2 swing and a missed strike three. And Kelnick strikes out swinging. Strikeout number three for Koenig. And now Abraham Toro will be the batter. Toro 1-for-2 with an RBI single in the second, was out trying to stretch it into a double. Switch hitter batting right-handed against Koenig, and he takes a strike. That RBI hit for Toro in the second was his first hit as a Rainier. 0-1 pitch. Check swing, he held up in time. The pitch was low, one ball, one strike. Another 1-1 down low, two balls, one strike. And here's one in there for a called strike, and the count's even 2-2. Now Toro lines one the other way, and that's going to get down for a base hit, his second hit of the game, and Toro is on with two outs with a man on. So Abraham Toro strokes a single the other way. And here comes Trammell, who's 1-for-2 with a double. And there's action in the Rainiers bullpen for the first time tonight. So the pitch to Trammell is a check swing, and he held up in time, ball one. One-0 pitch coming. Swung on, grounded down the third baseline. That's a base hit, the opposite of the shift. Getting the ball back in is Kelly. Stopping at second is Toro. Trammell has his second hit of the night. He's 2 for 3 with a pair of opposite field hits. Two on, two out for O'Keefe. O'Keefe has struck out and grounded out so far. And the pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Now here comes the 0-1 on its way. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it is outside. 1-2. Rainier's trying to rally with two outs. They had the back-to-back base hits from Toro and Trammell. O'Keefe behind in the count, 1-2. And the pitch is outside. With a fastball, counts even, 2-2. Reminder, these two teams play a doubleheader on Saturday at 5:05 p.m. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike three, and down goes O'Keefe to close out the bottom of the fifth inning. No runs on two hits, no errors, two left. We go to the sixth. It is Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
We move to the sixth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Red Ears have a 4-2 lead over the Las Vegas Aviators. And Darren McCacken is done after five innings today. Rowenis Elias is in from the bullpen, and he's going to pitch the top of the sixth. McCacken went five innings, allowed four hits and two runs, both earned, walked three, struck out seven. Elias will face Dermis Garcia, Luis Barrera, and Matt Davidson. Garcia's 0-2 today with a strikeout and a pop-up, and Elias's pitch is swung on and lined into right field. A base hit on the first pitch Elias throws. Marcus Wilson gets the ball back in, and Garcia has a leadoff single for the Aviators. Their fifth hit of the night. Dermis Garcia singles sharply to right field. And now Luis Barrera will be the batter. Elias just rearing back and firing a 95-mile-per-hour heater on the first pitch and watching it get lined into right. His pitch to Barrera is down and in for a ball, 1-0. In his 29th game for the Red Ears, 0-1 with a 4.31 ERA in 31 and a third innings. Next pitch is hit in the air to shallow center. Back is Mejia. In is Hill, and Hill makes a diving grab in shallow center field at the end of a long run. And there's the first out of the inning. Really nice job there by Derek Hill in shallow center field. As this flare looked like it was going to fall in, but Mejia couldn't reach it. He was racing out there. Hill tearing in full speed and then laid out in the dive and made the play. Great grab by the Rainiers' new outfielder, Derek Hill. Matt Davidson now the batter, representing the tying run, power hitter. And the pitch is a breaking ball up and away, ball one. Davidson's 1-for-2 tonight with a single and a strikeout. Next pitch swung on, popped up foul and out of play on the first base side. Zach Green went over for a look, but no chance there. One ball, one strike. Elias is set. And his pitch is swung on, hit in the air to center field. This one a lot more routine for Derek Hill, who creeps in a few steps and makes the catch, and that's out number two. So Davidson flies out to shallow center. Two down in the top of the sixth inning, and now Bo Taylor will be the hitter. Taylor has lined out and walked. Elias with the pitch, and it is lined into right. That's going to be a base hit. Coming around second is Garcia. He's headed to third. Wilson comes up firing, and his throw is not in time. Garcia is safe at third. It's a two-out single for Bo Taylor. Two men on with two out for Dalton Kelly, who hit the two-run homer earlier tonight. His last time up, an opposite field homer. So runners at first and third with two down. Elias does have a left versus left advantage on Kelly, but Kelly's hit left-hand pitching much harder than right-handed pitching this year. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back, strike one. Kelly hitting 260 with an 883 OPS against lefties, just 184 with a 649 OPS against righties. A reverse split for Dalton Kelly. 0-1 the count. And the pitch from Elias is lined to right and deep. Back on the ball is Wilson at the fence, but this is gone. A three-run home run for Dalton Kelly. His second home run of the game. And Vegas has taken its first lead of the night. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 4. Dalton Kelly rips a three-run homer to right field. He has driven in all five Las Vegas runs. Fastball belt high, and he just turned on it and cranked it out of here. Home run number 12 on the season for Kelly. And now Nate Mondu is the batter, and he swings and fouls off a fastball. There's strike one. Mondu 0-for-3 today. Next pitch down low for a ball, 1-1. Well, that means Darren McCacken will get no decision today. He had a chance to move into a tie for the league lead in wins if he'd gotten one today. Next pitch outside and low. Two balls, one strike. Play today, who had eight wins, tied for the league lead. McCacken still with seven. Here's a fly foul out of play on the third baseline. 2-2 the count. Two coming. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and Mondu strikes out, but the damage is done. Vegas has taken the lead. Three runs on three hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 4.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 4. Vegas just took the lead on Dalton Kelly's second home run of the night. Kelly was in an 0-for-18 slide when he homered in the fourth and then homered again in the sixth. Jonathan Villar will lead things off for Tacoma in the bottom of the sixth inning, and the first pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. VR has grounded out twice, once to short, once to second. Koenig's next pitch is outside for a ball, 2-0. Pitch. Inside, ball three, and VR is well ahead of the count, 3-0. Now Koenig with the 3-0, and it's swung on and grounded to the left side. Off the glove of McKinnon, it bounces. DeNoise, his throw to first. Would have been in time, but Garcia didn't haul it in. And after all of that, VR is safe at first base. A chopper to the third base side, a grounder at went off Noisy's glove, off McKinnon's glove, went right to Noisy, and his throw was in the dirt, but if Garcia had picked it, it would have been in time for the out. That's an infield single for VR. Playing pinball out there, and here's a bunt by Mejia. Koenig off the mound, has it, throws to first in time to get Mejia. It'll go in the books as a sacrifice bunt, but Mejia was trying to bunt his way aboard. So the tying runner is in scoring position with one out at the bottom of the sixth inning, and now Zach Green is the batter. Vegas with bullpen activity. Right-hander Jake LeMoyne is warming up. Here's the pitch to Green, and it's swung on and fouled at the plate. There's strike one. Koenig's pitch count is at 85. Owen won the count to Green. And this pitch is swung on and drilled to left. Backing up is Kelly, moving towards the track, and it goes off his glove. Coming around third is VR. He's going to score the tying run, and in at second base is Zach Green, and the Red Deers have evened it up. It is 5-5. Ball was pulled, kind of a liner towards deep left. Kelly angled back on this and certainly had a play on it. And he reached out with his glove, and it hit his glove, and he could not secure it. It dropped to the dirt of the warning track, and Green ends up at second base with an RBI double. Here's Marcus Wilson now with the score tied. Runner at second, one out, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Rainiers have gotten fortunate tonight with some hits on playable balls for the Las Vegas defense that they have not made the play on. That last one of them. That could have been caught. 0-1 pitch to Wilson. Outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. In fact, both hits of this inning could have been outs. Pitch coming to Wilson. And it's up high for a ball, 2-1. So two balls, one strike, runner at second, one away. And the pitch, high and away, ball three. First base is open. The Rainiers have Derek Hill on deck. Three balls, one strike to Marcus Wilson. Koenig's pitch is a swing and a miss. Count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming. Outside, ball four. Wilson draws the walk. Second walk issued by Koenig tonight. There are two on with one out. Derek Hill coming to the plate. Time called. Steve Scarsone, the manager of the Aviators, is on his way out to the mound, and he's going to make the call to the bullpen and bring in the right-hander, Jake LeMoyne. So we'll take a break for this pitching change. Two on, one out. Bottom of the sixth inning. We're all tied up. Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 5.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
We're at the bottom of the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, all tied up. The Las Vegas Aviators and Tacoma Rainiers even 5-5. Rainiers just tied the game. They have runners at first and second with one out. And Derek Hill coming to the plate. The new Las Vegas pitcher is right-hander Jake LeMoyne on for his 12th appearance out of the Aviators bullpen. 2-0 with a 4.40 ERA. Derek Hill settling in. Hill's grounded out and lined out today. He is 0-2. And LeMoyne with the pitch, and it is outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. LeMoyne this year has pitched for Las Vegas and at the big leagues for Oakland. This is his 12th appearance for the Aviators, and he's pitched in 9 games out of the Oakland A's pen. His first big league experience coming this. The bearded right-hander is ready, and his 1-0 pitch is on its way to Hill, and it's a fastball up high. 2 balls, no strikes. Green, the go-ahead runner at second base. Wilson at first, one out. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Derek Hill. No, a bluffed pickoff move to second base by LeMoyne, but no throw over. Here's the 2-0 now, and it swung on and drilled towards left center. Barrera's not going to run this down. That's going to be extra bases for Hill. Green scores. Wilson's being waved in. He's going to score. Hill can fly. He's in at third base with a stand-up triple. His first extra base hit is a right here, and it gives Tacoma the lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. Right here, 7, Aviators 5. A fastball from LeMoyne, and Derek Hill just cranked it to left center field, and Barrera could do nothing but chase the ball to the wall. A 2-run triple for Derek Hill. Rainiers back up on top again, 7-5 now, and they have a runner at third with one out for Jared Kelnick. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. And that closes the books on Jared Koenig, the starter for the Aviators. He gets charged with all 7 runs earned in 5 1/3 innings. Allowed 9 hits, walked 2, struck out 4. Next pitch coming to Kelnick. Grounded through the drawn-in infield and into right center. A base hit. And scoring from third is Hill. And the Rainiers make it 8-5. Jared Kelnick with the RBI single. Be the bat. Right here scored 4 runs in the second inning, and now they have 4 here in the sixth. Toro's 2-for-3 tonight with a pair of singles, and the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 down low for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0, ball 3. 3-0 the count to Abraham Toro. 3-0 delivery. High ball four, a four-pitch walk, and Toro will head down to first. Celtic takes second. Two on, one out. The inning continues, and now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Trammell's 2-for-3 with a couple of opposite field hits tonight. Hitting the ball away from the shift, and they shift him again with three infielders on the right side and only McKinnon, the third baseman, on the left side of the diamond. 1-0 pitch outside for a ball. So 1-0 the count. More action to the Vegas bullpen already. Looks like Brian Howard warming up now. 1-0 pitch. Outside, ball two. So two balls, no strikes. Two on, one out. And the pitch. Check swing, liner the other way into left field. A base hit coming towards third is Celtic. They'll stop him there. And the Red Ears have loaded the bases with one out. Another opposite field hit for Trammell, although this one came on a check swing. He'll take it. Trammell 3-for-4 today. Brian O'Keefe will bat with the bases loaded and one out. O'Keefe 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. Aviators are playing double play depth up the middle. The corner, well, the first baseman's even with the bag. The third baseman's playing behind the line. So here's a pitch outside to O'Keefe for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers could really open it up with another hit. Pitch swung on, grounded towards third, fielded by McKinnon. He goes to first base for the out there. Scoring from third is Celtic, 9-5 Tacoma. O'Keefe grounds out to the third baseman. And now Jonathan Villar, who began this inning by reaching on an infield single, will bat for his second time in the bottom of the sixth. The Rainiers have batted around. Switch hitter, VR bats left against LeMoyne, and he takes down low for a ball, 1-0. A dozen hits tonight for Tacoma. Always good to see a big offensive showing from the club. Rainiers entered play today, last in the PCL in runs scored and team batting average, as here's a pop-up foul out of play. But today, hitting like a top team in the league. One ball, one strike. And the pitch is grounded left side, and that's through into left field, a base hit. Toro scores, here comes Trammell. The throw to the plate, offline, Trammell scores. It's a two-run single for Jonathan Villar. He takes second as the throw went through to the plate. And the Red Ears now lead it 11-5. Villar going the other way. The Red Ears beating the shift yet again. A a 7-run rally for Tacoma at the bottom of the sixth inning. And that's going to do it for LeMoyne. The Aviators are using their third pitcher of the inning. Brian Howard is being summoned from the bullpen. We'll take it here at the bottom of the sixth inning. 7 runs have scored. Tacoma leads it 11-5.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were laying on the horn while driving, let me say it again. Are you a race car driver? Because if you are, you're in the wrong car and you took a wrong turn off the track a while ago. And all those cars you're trying to pass all save money with Progressive Snapshot, while you probably don't. So who's really winning? And if you did hear it the first time, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria. También somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
We're at the bottom of the sixth inning. Tacoma has scored 7 runs. The Red Ears have sent 10 batters to the plate. Vegas has just brought in their third pitcher of the inning. It is right-hander Brian Howard. Howard appearing in his 29th game, 2-1 with an 8.24 ERA. Eric Mejia is the batter. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a sack bunt and a run scored today. And the first pitch with the runner going is taken for a strike, but stealing third with ease, homemade. VR with his second steal since joining the Rainiers. Now the 0-1 pitch on its way to Mejia, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike two. So no balls, two strikes. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming from Howard, and it is fouled off by Mejia. Still no balls, two strikes. Right here's a while ago had Taylor Williams warming up in the pen. It's possible that he's not throwing now just because he's ready. We'll see what happens. 0-2 the count to Mejia. And he swings, and it's a foul on the ground on the third base side. Still no balls, two strikes. Here's the 0-2. Down in the dirt for a ball. VR down the line from third. Vegas shifting Mejia. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul back. Still one ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 is coming. And it's lined foul down the right field line. So Brian Howard, tall righty for Las Vegas, listed at 6'9", 210 pounds. Used to be a starter for them, but has moved to the bullpen for the most part this year. has had a couple of spot starts, three of them. 1-2 pitch, fouled back, still a ball and two strikes. Here comes the 1-2 again from Howard. And it's a swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. Mejia has struck out, and that wraps up the sixth inning. But what an inning for the Red Ears. They sent 11 batters to the plate and scored 7 runs. They did it with 6 hits. There were no errors and 1 runner left on base. We go to the seventh inning of play with the score, Tacoma 11, Las Vegas 5.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Big inning for the Red Ears at the bottom of the sixth inning. A 7-run rally, and Tacoma has taken charge of this game now, leading 11-5. Taylor Williams comes in now to work the top of the seventh inning out of the Red Ears bullpen. And he'll face Sheldon Williams to lead things off, and the pitch is in there for a strike. The 7-run rally, one of the Red Ears' biggest innings of the year, but not the biggest. They had a 9-run first inning at Albuquerque back on April 17th, so long ago that I don't even really remember it. Here's one in for a strike to Noisy, and it's 0-2. Red Ears scored 9 runs in the first at Albuquerque on April 17th. Did they win the game easily? No. So here's a swing and a bouncer foul, third base side. In fact, in that game that the Red Ears scored 9 runs in the top of the first inning, it was actually tied going to the eighth. Red Ears did win it 12-11, but the 9-0 lead in the top of the first did not hold up. Oh, 1-2. I bet Joe Odom remembers that game because he caught it and ended up hitting what turned out to be the game-winning homer in the eighth inning. Here's a 1-2 pitch on the way to Sheldon Noisy. Swing and a miss, strike three. Williams gets the strikeout, and one man is gone in the top of the seventh inning. Williams in relief of Roenis Elias, who went one inning, allowed 3 hits, 3 runs all earned, no walks, 1 strikeout. Williams is appearing in his 8th game since joining the Rainiers, 1-0 with a 2.35 ERA. He'll face Billy McKinney. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Williams 1-0 pitch is swung on, fouled away, 1-1. Taylor Williams, the Camas High School product, who is in his second tour of duty with the Mariners organization, pitched in the big leagues with the M's during the COVID 2020 season, got traded to the Padres. Now back on a minor league deal, and his pitch is fouled away by McKinney. 1-2 the count. Williams has not been to the big leagues this year. Now here's one up and away for a ball, 2-2. Mariners have had five different Washington State in the majors over the course of this season. They could get to six if Williams gets called up, as there's a swing and a miss, strike three. McKinney is out swinging, and that's back-to-back strikeouts for Taylor Williams. The M's this year have had Wyatt Mills, Jake Lamb, Stuart Fairchild, Riley O'Brien, and Steven Souza, all Washington-born, all have appeared in at least one game for the M's this year in the big leagues. Pitch to McKinnon is a swing and a bouncer, slowly hit to third, fielded by the charging VR. His throw to first is not in time. McKinnon legs out an infield single. His second hit of the night. A little dribbler up the third baseline. And VR made a charging attempt on this, gloved it, had a little trouble getting his hand on it for the throw to first. I'm not sure that cost him, though. McKinnon might have beat that out anyway. So McKinnon on with a two-out single, and now here's Dermis Garcia. And Williams' pitch is a fastball, called a strike. 0-1 the count. Now this pitch is in the dirt outside for a ball, 1-1. Rainier's up 11-5. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Now the 1-1, swing and a miss, and the count goes to 1-2. Williams trying to close out the frame. The 1-2 pitch is on its way, and it is swung on and popped up in front of the plate. And calling for it, the first baseman Green, and he makes the catch coming way down the line in towards home plate, and he caught it in fair territory for the final out. Vegas does not score in the top of the seventh inning. On one hit, there were no errors and one runner left on. It's the seventh inning stretch. Tecoma 11, Las Vegas 5.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community.
All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning here in Tacoma. Right here is lead Las Vegas. 11-5 is the score. Zach Greene stands in the batter's box to get things started against the right-hander Brian Howard. And Howard came into the sixth, got the final out. There's Howard into his motion, and the pitch to Greene is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Greene's reached base twice tonight. He has a double. He has walked. He has scored two runs and driven in another one. Everyone in the Rainiers lineup, as the next pitch is called a strike, except for one guy has a hit. So eight different Rainiers have a hit today. Seven different Rainiers have driven in a run. So now the next pitch is a swing and a miss. Eight different Rainiers have scored at least one run. Now Greene drills one to left. It's deep. It is back. It is his team-leading 16th home run of the season. Zach Greene ropes one out of here to left field. And the Rainiers now lead it 12-5. Make it a dozen. That's the first homer they've hit tonight. All this offense. That's the first ball to fly over the wall hit by a Rainier. 16th of the year for Zach Greene. Now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. He's 1-for-2 with a single, a walk, an RBI, and two runs scored. And he swings and loops one softly to the short, and that's caught by Noisy on the fly for the first out of the inning. And now Derek Hill will be the batter. Derek Hill's 1-for-3 with a triple, two runs batted in and two runs scored. Or one run scored, pardon me. And he takes the strike, 0-1 the count. Well, one pitch outside for a ball. Now a swing and a miss. There, strike two. Now here's one outside. Two balls, two strikes. And the 2-2 pitch, just missed with a fastball. Full count now, 3-2 to Derek Hill. Payoff coming. Line down the right field line, and it goes foul. It just did slice foul. Hill stung that pitch, but he'll have to continue the plate appearance. Still three balls, two strikes. Now the 3-2 again. Outside, ball four. Hill will take a walk. High Las Vegas pitchers tonight. Now Jared Kelnick will bat. He's 2-for-4 with a single, a double, 2 runs scored, and 3 runs batted in. And the pitch taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Well, they played the Field of Dreams game today. Sears one in for a strike, the second ever a Field of Dreams game. Played at the movie site in Dyersville, Iowa, with the cornfield outfield. Go on, one pitch is inside for a ball, 2-1. It was the Cubs and the Reds this year. So now the 2-1 pitch is on its way. Outside, ball three. Cubs won the game 4-2. No one really cared about that. 3-1 pitch is ripped foul, 3-2. What they wanted was ceremony involving the cornfield outfield fence. And they got it. They had Ken Griffey Sr. and Jr. walk out of the cornfield in the pregame ceremony and start playing catch in the outfield. Three, two pitch, swinging a foul back, still 3-2. Brothers and sons onto the field to play catch in the outfield prior to the game. Lots of former Major League stars were flown in for the game and were part of the ceremony as there's a foul on the first base side. For some reason, they had a hologram Harry Carey singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at the seventh inning stretch. That got terrible reviews online. 3-2 pitch, breaking ball, misses high, ball four, just missed the top of the zone, and Kelnick draws a walk, and they're 2 on with 1 out. Abraham Toro will now be the batter. And walking out to the mound is the Aviators pitching coach, Steve Connolly, for a visit with Brian Howard. Abraham Toro is going to be the next hitter for the Red Ears after this conference. I think they should do baseball games based on other movies. Real games. Like they should have the Major League game based on the movie Major League. Bring out all the stars from the movie. Here's the pitch to Toro in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. I guess they'd have to play it in Cleveland, though, and there's already a Major League team in Cleveland. Oh, one pitch swing and a miss there, strike two. They should do a Sandlot game and play on an actual Sandlot. There we go. That's a better idea. No one allowed to attend, unless you happen to live in the neighborhood. Here's one pitch inside to Toro, 1-2. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike three, and down goes Toro. Two away, and now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. He's three for four with two singles, a double, and a run scored. Pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. A one pitch is down in the dirt, rolls away from the catcher Taylor, and the runners will move up. But taking third is Hill. And advancing to second is Kelnick on the wild pitch. So runners at second and third with two outs. And a 1-1 count now to Taylor Trammell. Now the 1-1. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. Now the pitch popped up on the infield. It's the shortstop Noisy. And he makes the catch, and that's the final out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Right here, settle for the one run on the Zach Green homer was the only hit. There were no errors, two runners left on base. We head to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 12, Las Vegas 5.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
This should be 8x7.
When it comes to closets, Janina's home organization business runs tip-top tidy.
Is this schedule right? I'm going to need help.
But she needs to reorganize and find a new assistant.
I know, it's your last week, but can you make sure the handsome pantry's wrapped?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the eighth inning. It is 12-5 to new pitcher for the Red Ears, Patrick Weigel, in from the bullpen. He's on in relief of Taylor Williams, who worked a scoreless seventh, allowing one hit, struck out two, no walks. Weigel making his career high 40th appearance of the season. He's sixth in the league in appearances. 3-5 with a 3.80 ERA in 45 innings of work. He has struck out 51 and walked 26. He'll face Luis Barrera, Matt Davidson, and Bo Taylor. Weigel is ready, and here's his first pitch on its way to Barrera, and it's taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Rainiers up 7 here in the eighth inning. Now Weigel with a 1-0, swung on and bounced to third. That's fielded by VR, and he'll chuck it across the diamond in time for the out. One away, Two pitches, one broken bat, too. That bat that Luis Barrera hit that pitch with is now in two pieces as the bat boy collects it with half in his right hand and half in his left hand as he jogs off the field. Now Matt Davidson will be the hitter. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Here comes the 1-0 on its way. And it's down low. Two balls, no strikes. Let's check out our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. The AA club Arkansas lost last night to the Royals affiliate 8-4, but Jake Shiner had two hits and two runs batted in. Outfielder who recently made his big league debut. Both of the Mariners Class A affiliates were winners yesterday. So here's the 2-1 pitch to Davidson. And it swung on and lined between the shortstop and second baseman and into left center field. A base hit for Davidson, his second hit of the night. Found a hole in the shift. He is on, and now Bo Taylor is the batter. Everett Aqua Sox were winners yesterday down in Richland at the Tri-Cities, 4-2. Dariel Gomez hit a double and a homer. The homer was his 20th of the year. Now the pitch to Taylor is down low for a ball. And Everett had a strong start from Jimmy Joyce, who went six innings and allowed two runs and does not go by James Joyce. It's Jimmy Joyce. 1-0 in there for a strike to Taylor, and the count's even 1-1. And the Mariners' Low A Modesto affiliate, who has the best record among all the affiliates this year, they beat Visalia 5-1 yesterday to improve to 54-50. So here's one down low to Taylor. The team in the organization with the best record is the big league team, the Mariners, who are 61-52, 9 games over .500. 2-1 pitch coming to Taylor, and it's down and in, ball three. Three balls, one strike. Runner at first, one out. Weigel is ready, and his pitch is low, ball four. So Davidson takes second. Bo Taylor reaches for his third time today. And here's Dalton's in this game. A two-run shot in the fourth and a three-run shot in the sixth. Kelly, a one-time Mariners farmhand. The Mariners originally signed him out of UC Santa Barbara back in 2015. And the pitch to him is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Mariners drafted him in the 38th round in 2015. And then he was in A-ball, low A Clinton in 2016. And after that year, the Mariners made a trade, one of their many, many trades with Tampa Bay. Five-player deal, and Kelly was one of the players going to the Tampa Bay Rays organization. Mariners got Taylor Motter in that deal. They gave up Andrew Kittredge. Mariners lost that deal. So here's a swing and a miss by Kelly. And Kittredge became an all-star with the Rays, although he's been injured this year. One and one the count. Weigel's next pitch to Dalton Kelly is a fastball called a strike, 1-2. Davidson at second, Taylor at first with one away. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and looped out behind short, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Davidson can only go to third. He had to hold up to see if it would be caught or not. Vegas has loaded the bases with one out at the top of the eighth inning. Nate Mondu is now the batter.
Second baseman, Nate Mondu.
Mondu, four today. So base is full of aviators with one out, and the pitch to Mondu is taken outside for a ball. One and oh the count. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, two and oh. Weigel in trouble here. Rainiers have a big lead, but Vegas has the bases loaded with one out. 2-0 pitch to Mondu is up high, ball three. Weigel hasn't pitched in a bit, not since Saturday. Maybe a little rusty today after he's been throwing so regularly this season. 3-0 pitch. High ball four. That forces in a run. Davidson scores. Taylor to third. Kelly takes second. Mondu with the bases loaded walk. It is 12-6. And now Sheldon Noisy will be the batter. The Rainiers pitching coach, Alon Leishman, walks out to the mound to go talk to Weigel. And Tacoma is starting to warm up. Another pitcher in the bullpen, a right-hander. And I believe that is Phillips Valdez, who is loosening up. So Leishman goes out there to talk to Weigel. It is Valdez in the pen. It's 12-6, but because it's a bases-loaded situation, Vegas hits one out of the park right now. It's a new game. You know, they're right back in it. So you'd have to be weary of the possibility of a salami. Sheldon Noisy, the batter. He's 1-for-4 with a single so far. Weigel can get out of this in one pitch with a double play grounder. He throws to Noisy, and the pitch is up high for a ball with a fastball. 1-0 the count. Weigel comes set. Here's the 1-0 on its way to Noisy. And it's low, 2-0. And that's six straight pitches that have missed the strike zone. Here comes the 2-0 on its way to Noisy. And it's taken for a strike. And there we go. 2-1 now. So two balls, one strike to Noisy, who will now be looking to swing the bat. And the 2-1 pitch is swung on and hit slowly back to the mound. Weigel has it, flips it to the catcher for one. Relay to first, not in time. Noisy avoids the double play, but the Red Ears get the force out at the plate for the second out of the inning. Little nubber back towards the hill. Weigel came off the mound, gloved it, and then flipped it with his glove to catcher Brian O'Keefe, who then relayed it to first, and it was not in time for the out. So Taylor forced out at the plate. Kelly now at third, Mondu at second. Noisy reaches on a fielder's choice. Bikini, still Tacoma 12, Las Vegas 6. McKinney's 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts and a walk tonight. And Weigel's pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Weigel ready with the 0-1 pitch coming to McKinney. And it's outside into the backstop, and the runner holds at third base. O'Keefe moved back to go get that, and the runner at third, Dalton Kelly, did not try to score. So it's just ball one. One ball, one strike to McKinney. Now Weigel with his next delivery. And it is right on the outside edge for a called strike. 1-2 the count to McKinney. Nice slider there from Weigel. Kelly at third, Mondu at second, and Noisy the runner at first. Two outs, top of the eighth inning. One ball, two strikes to Billy McKinney. Weigel with his pitch, and it is just off the plate outside. Same pitch, just a little bit off the dish. Two balls, two strikes. Now Weigel's 2-2 pitch is inside, and that's off the mitt of O'Keefe. And coming in from third and scoring is Kelly, and it is 12-7. And the other runners move up. Mondu takes third, and Noisy takes second. And it's a so full count, three balls, two strikes. They're going to give a pass ball to Brian O'Keefe on that. 3-2 pitch is outside, ball four, and McKinney walks. So they're loaded up now for David McKinnon, and Tim Fedorovich has to go to the mound and bring in Valdez here with two outs in the eighth inning. So we've got a pitching change. Las Vegas has scored a couple of runs here, and they don't have the tying run at the plate, but they do have the tying run on deck. Rainiers go to the bullpen and bring in Phillips Valdez to see if he can put an end to the top of the eighth inning. We'll take a break for the pitching change with the score. Tacoma 12, Las Vegas 7.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a together like a night at the ballpark, Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the top of the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 12, Las Vegas 7. Vegas has the bases loaded with two outs. And Phillips Valdez in from the bullpen. And he'll face David McKinnon, the Aviators cleanup hitter, who has reached base three times tonight with two singles and a walk, one strikeout. Valdez, right-hander with very good movement on his pitches, throws, and here's a swing and a little two-hopper to short, fielded by Mejia. He throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Valdez needs just one pitch to put an end to the top of the eighth inning, getting McKinnon to hit a bouncer to the shortstop. And the Aviators settle for two runs in the rally on two hits. There were no Tacoma errors, and three runners were left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 12, Las Vegas 7.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We're the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too. Like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
On to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 12, Las Vegas 7. One of those nights in the PCL, the Red Bulls and Aviators have combined for 24 hits and 19 runs. It's not too often that the highest scoring game in the league is played at Cheney Stadium, as Brian O'Keefe leads off the bottom of the eighth, and Miguel Romero, new pitcher, starts him off with a breaking ball inside, ball one. Brian Howard, the previous pitcher, went one and a third, allowed one hit and one run with two walks and two strikeouts. Next pitch inside to O'Keefe, 2-0. Romero in his 27th game, 0-1 with an 8.60 ERA. 2-0 pitch is swung on and looped out into shallow center. Back is Mondu. He can't get it. It falls in for a hit. And with that, everybody in the Red Bulls lineup has at least one hit today. O'Keefe was the lone holdout until now. He bloops one in there. Now Jonathan Villar will be the batter as the Red Bulls are up to 15 hits in the game. This is the highest scoring game in the league on a night in which there were games in Salt Lake 500 feet above sea level. They only had 12 runs there tonight. So here's one high to VR. Sacramento 1 at Salt Lake 9-3. There was a game tonight in El Paso, whose ballpark is a total launching pad. And only 9 runs scored there. So here's one outside to VR. Sugarland beat El Paso 8-1. What are the Chihuahuas doing, scoring only one run in their ballpark? There was a game tonight in Albuquerque. Sears a swing and a bouncer to the left side, fielded by McKinnon. He takes it to the second base bag for one, throws to first for two. A double play through the second base bag, fielded by the shifted third baseman. A 5-3 double play. Two down for Eric Mejia. Albuquerque hosting Reno. Ball just flies in Albuquerque. It's a Mile High City. As here's a ball crushed to center by Mejia. Going back is Barrera. It's over his head, and it's going to hit the fence 425 feet from home plate. And Mejia will make it to third with a dive. A two-out triple for Eric Mejia, his second triple of the year, as he ropes the ball over the head of center fielder Luis Barrera. Fastball, and Mejia just cranked it out of here. Took one bounce and hit the wall. Now Zach Green will be the batter. Only 12 runs scored in Albuquerque. The Isotopes beat Reno 8-4. Sears a strike to Green, 0-1 the count. Now, here's one in there for a strike to Green, and the count goes to 0-2. There was also a game tonight in Oklahoma City. Don't really think of that place as being a super high-scoring facility. If the wind's blowing Green, that is strike three. Anyway, Oklahoma City and Round Rock. Round Rock won it 12-1. No runs for the Red Ears in the eighth. They had two hits and leave one runner on base. We go to the ninth. The Red Ears are three outs away from victory. It is Tacoma 12, Las Vegas 7.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Tacoma Public Utilities is celebrating TPU Night at the Rainiers this month in honor of over 400 employees who have reached significant milestones from 10 years to 45 years of service in their career at the utility. TPU Night at the Rainiers supports the TPU Senior Assistance Fund, which provides one-time grants to qualifying seniors in our community who experience unexpected hardship causing challenges in making their utility payments. The Tacoma Rainiers joins TPU in celebrating their employees. Congratulations, TPU honorees.
Right here's lead Vegas 12-7. We go to the ninth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Drew Steckenride, is in to pitch the top of the ninth inning. He'll face Dermis Garcia, Luis Barrera, and Matt Davidson. How about Phillips Valdez, the Red Ears' last pitcher, threw one pitch. Got a guy out. That was it for him. Here's the pitch to Garcia, and it's lined into center field. That's going to be extra bases as it goes towards right center. And racing to go get the ball is Hill, and Garcia is going for three. And the relay to third base is not in time, and Dermis Garcia has a leadoff triple at the top of the ninth inning, and that's his first triple of the season. Dermis Garcia triples to right center field on the first pitch of the ninth, and that's the 11th hit for Vegas tonight. And now Luis Barrera is the batter. That was Dermis Garcia's first AAA triple. Congratulations, Dermis. Here's a pitch up high for a ball to Luis Barrera. 1-0 the count. He'd only hit five triples in his career coming into this season, including one last year with the Yankees double-A team. Here's a swing and a foul back by Barrera. One ball, one strike. Steckenrider's in his 12th appearance for the Raiders. No record, of 4.76 ERA, two saves. Here's his 1-1 pitch coming to Barrera. And it is bounced up the middle. And the second baseman, Toro, has it with a backhand, but no play at first base. Scoring from third is Garcia. It's an infield single for Barrera, and it is now 12-8. Aviators aren't going away easily tonight, despite having been down 12-5 going to the eighth inning. They had two runs in and the end did. And now they've scored a run here in the ninth to make it a four-run game. And there's no one out, and Matt Davidson the batter, and Steckenrider throws a breaking ball up high, ball one. First pitch curveball there from Steckenrider. Now the 1-0 outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1 coming. And this is a swing and a miss at a fastball. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Steckenrider ready. The 2-2 pitch swung out and fouled back by Davidson. Still 2-2. Now this pitch is smashed to third off the glove of the lunging VR, and it rolls behind third base, and over to pick it up is Mejia, and it'll be a base hit for Davidson, and Barrera takes second. So two on and nobody out for Ben Taylor, and one more base runner, and Vegas will bring the tying run to the plate. It has not been easy to close this one out tonight. Brian O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to Steckenrider. Taylor, the batter now, Dalton on deck. Taylor's reached base three times tonight, one for two with a single and two walks. Pitch from Steckenrider's up high, ball one. Now here comes the 1-0 on its way. Swing and a foul, and that evens things up, 1-1. Now Steckenrider ready. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Outside, two balls, one strike. Rainier's closer, Nick Ramirez, pitched yesterday. Picked up his 10th save last night. Here's one outside for a ball. Three and one the count, a walk would load him up. The pitch is a swing and a foul, and the count goes full, 3-2. You do not want to load him up for the man on deck who has homered twice tonight already. Three balls, two strikes to Ben Taylor. Or Bo Taylor, pardon me. The 3-2 is a swing and a miss, strike three, and there's the first out of the inning. Rainiers needed that. One away in the top of the ninth. And now Dalton Kelly will hit. And he does not represent the tying run. He's 3 runs scored and 5 runs batted in. Steckenrider to the plate with his pitch. It is grounded towards Toro, who has it with a lunge. Flips it to the shortstop. There's one. That's all they'll get. The out there. That's the second out at the top of the ninth inning. Nice play by Abraham Toro at second base. Ball got up on him in a hurry, and he had to kind of lunge to field it. And then flip it to the shortstop, Mejia. So runners at the corners with 2 outs in the ninth, 12-8. The batter is Nate Mondu. The Lake Taps native now with the Las Vegas Aviators. Here's the pitch from Steckenrider. It's bounced to Toro at second. He has it. He throws to first for the out, and that's the ball game. The Raiders are winners today. 12-8 is the final score. And Tacoma takes a 2-1 lead in this 7-game series against the Las Vegas Aviators, a series that will continue here tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. on Friday Night Fireworks Night. Raiders win at 12-8 the final. We'll recap the game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard of the Tacoma Raiders post-game show coming up next.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy feeling. Pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
Raiders win. They take this one 12-8, the final score. And Tacoma had a big offensive game today. 12 runs on 16 hits and really did it with two big innings. They scored in 3 different innings overall, but it was 2 big innings that determined the outcome of this game. The first of those 2 big innings was the bottom of the second inning against the Vegas starter Jared Koenig. No score at this time with one out. Eric Mejia singled up the middle. Zach Green drew a walk. Marcus Wilson hit an RBI single to left field, putting the Raiders up 1-0. Then with 2 outs in the inning, Jared Keldick hit a grounder past the first baseman for a 2-run double to make it 3-0. And Abraham Toro singled him in, and the Raiders were ahead 4-0 in the second. Darren McCacken started for the Raiders. He did give up a 2-run homer in the fourth with 2 outs to Dalton Kelly, an opposite field shot that made it 4-2. McCacken went 5 innings, allowed 2 runs on 4 hits, left the game with Tacoma leading 4-2. But in the sixth inning, the scoring really picked up. Roenis Elias came in from the pen, allowed a leadoff single, got back-to-back flyouts, but then Bo Taylor singled to right field, and then Dalton Kelly lined a three-run homer to right field. And suddenly it was Vegas leading the game by a score of 5-2. So Kelly's second home run of the game, the three-run shot to put the AV. They led for a very brief amount of time. In the bottom of the sixth inning, the Red Ears had one of their biggest innings of the year, scoring seven runs and taking command of the game. Jonathan Villar started it all with an infield single, and then Eric Mejia was out on a bunt, moving Villar to second base. Zach Green then doubled to left field, his ball going off the glove of left fielder Dalton Kelly for an RBI double, tying the game up 5-5. Marcus Wilson then walked. That was it for the starter, Jared Koenig. As Vegas went to the bullpen, brought in Jake LeMoyne. The Red Ears really got to LeMoyne. Derek Hill tripled to left center field, bringing in Green and Wilson. And that was the go-ahead hit, that two-run triple that made it 7-5 Tacoma. Then Jared Kelnick followed with an RBI single to center, bringing in Hill to make it 8-5. The inning continued. Abraham Toro drew a walk. Taylor Trammell singled to load him up. Brian O'Keefe grounded out, but it brought in a run and made it 9-5. And then Jonathan Villar hit a two-run single to left field, scoring both Toro and Trammell, and it was 11-5 Tacoma. Vegas had to go to the bullpen again and bring in Brian Howard, who finally got the final out of the inning. All told, Tacoma scored seven runs, sending 11 batters to the plate, and the Red Ears led 11-5. They tacked on another run in the seventh when Zach Green launched his team-leading 16th homer to left field, and that made it 12-5. But the thing is, it wasn't easy to finish off. In the eighth inning, Vegas scored two runs and had the bases loaded with two outs, so it was 12-7, and they had the cleanup hitter up with the bases loaded. The Red Ears brought in Phillips Valdez to face McKinnon, and Valdez needed just one pitch to get him to ground out to shortstop, ending that threat. Still in the ninth, Vegas did not go quietly. Dermis Garcia led off with a triple against Drew Steckenrider and scored on Luis Barrera's single. That made it. Davidson had a base hit, and then with one out, Dalton Kelly was up, not representing the tying run, but the tying run was on deck. And Steckenrider was able to get Kelly to bounce into a force out and then got Nate Mondu to ground out for the final out of the game. And the Red Ears were winners today. 12-8 was the final score. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 12 runs on 16 hits. No errors, 7 left on base. Vegas scores 8 runs on 13 hits, makes no errors, leaves 11 on base. Winning pitcher is Roenis Elias. He is 1-1. The loss goes to Jared Koenig. He's 4-5. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 54 minutes. The attendance, 4,495. With the win, the Red Ears go to 49-58 on the season, and Vegas falls to 52-55. These two teams meet again tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. It's a fireworks night here. The Red Ears are going to start Austin Warner against Vegas left-hander Ken Waldichuk, who they just acquired in a trade at the deadline from the Yankees. Waldichuk against Warner tomorrow night at 7.05. Red Ears win at 12-8. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Rainiers win. They beat Las Vegas 12-8. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Light schedule today in the big leagues. Bunch of teams were off, including the Mariners, who will be back in action at Texas tomorrow evening in the opening game of a 9-game road trip. In the American League today, the Cleveland Guardians won at Detroit 4-3. That was a 10-inning game. Oscar Gonzalez had the go-ahead RBI single with two outs in the top of the 10th for Cleveland. The Guardians have won five in a row, and they are definitely hanging around in the wild card race and the AL Central race, too, for that matter. White Sox lose at Kansas City 5-3. Zach Greinke tossed 6 1/3 shutout innings and picked up the win for the Royals. It was like old times for Greinke. Didn't walk anybody, struck out five, and the Royals beat the White Sox, who are back down to the 500 mark on the year. Astros were winners 7-3 at home over the Texas Rangers as Framber Valdez tossed 7 scoreless innings and earned his 11th win of the year. Alex Bregman and Martin Maldonado with home runs for Houston. And the Red Sox ended a 4-game losing streak by defeating Baltimore 4-3 at Fenway. Eric Hosmer had the go-ahead RBI double in the bottom of the 6th inning for the Red Sox. In the National League, Marlins shut out the Phillies 3-0 behind Edward Cabrera, who tossed 5 2/3 scoreless innings, and the bullpen finished off a 7-hit shutout. Only the second game the Phillies have lost in their last 14 outings. They've been red hot, but the Marlins cooled them off today. Rockies outslugged the Cardinals 8-6 at Coors Field. That has been a high-scoring series, and today it was tied 2-2 at the 7th-inning stretch. Looked like they were going to end the run of high-scoring games, but then the Rockies scored 6 runs in the bottom of the 7th inning, ended up needing them as Braden Ryan McMahon hit back-to-back home runs during that rally for the Rockies. Cardinals started hitting home runs in the late innings, but Colorado held on for the 8-6 win. Big inning in Arizona, too, also the 7th inning, as trailing 3-2, the Diamondbacks scored 7 runs in the bottom of the 7th inning. Rookie Emmanuel Rivera hit a homer, a 2-run double in the same inning, and the Diamondbacks beat the Pirates 9-3. And then finally, the Field of Dreams game in Dyersville, Iowa. Cubs and the Reds. Cubbies win it 4-2. Drew Smyly tossed 5 scoreless innings. Nick Madrigal had 3 hits for the Cubs. 7,823 was the attendance at the Field of Dreams game in Dyersville, Iowa this year. Second annual of those. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here at Tacoma. The Red Ears outlast the Aviators 12-8. We'll be back with more after this.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Rainiers win. They beat Vegas 12-8. High-scoring game. The runs and 29 hits. The Rainiers had 16 hits. Everyone in the lineup had at least one hit. Everyone in the lineup except for one guy scored a run. And 8 of the 9 starters drove in at least one run for Tacoma. The Rainiers had a 16-hit attack and scored a dozen runs and hit only one homer. And that was a solo shot in the 7th by Zach Greene. Primarily, the Red Ears rallied today by stringing together hits and had 2 big innings, the 4-run 2nd and then the 7-run 6th. And Tacoma proves victorious today 12-8 the final. Quick look at the PCL scores. Round Rock hammered Oklahoma City and Bricktown 12-1. Sacramento a 9-3 winner at Salt Lake City. David Villar hit his 24th homer, and Isan Diaz hit two, giving him 23. Sugarland ripped El Paso 8-1. Couple of bombs for Lewis Brinson tonight. And Albuquerque defeated Reno 8-4 at Isotopes Park. Updating the races real quick. Reno still leads the West by 8.5 over Vegas. Comfortable lead for the Aces. The East is getting close. Oklahoma City still in first. El Paso 2.5 back. And Round Rock is now only 4 games back in the Eastern Division. Well, as for the Raiders, now 9 games under 500 after their win today. And Tecoba, after beginning the season 9-23, has gone 40-35 since then. And also the Raiders are 11-7 since the All-Star break. So things pick it up for Tecoba recently. The Raiders have won 8 of their last 11 games overall. I'll try to keep it going here tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's at 7:05, first pitch, fireworks after the game. Austin Warner starts for the Raiders, and Ken Waldachuk is on the mound for Vegas. We've never seen him before. New to the A's organization, just picked that line, so we'll get a look at him. Waldachuk for Vegas tomorrow, Warner for the Raiders. That'll do it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score, Tecoma Raiders 12, Las Vegas Aviators 8. Have a great night.